This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What a Village Pub's apology teaches about crisis comms. What happened? A Norfolk pub called the Queen's Head in Thurlton issued a public apology to its customers after repeated failures in its food service operation. The disruptions happened more than once, which forced the business to address its community directly and publicly. This was not a single bad night. It was a pattern, and the pub chose to own it. The communication angle. Here is the lesson: when you have failed repeatedly, the worst thing you can do is apologise once and move on. The Queen's Head did something most small businesses refused to do. They went public. That alone puts them ahead of 90% of local businesses, who quietly hope customers forget. But a public apology is only as strong as what comes after the words "we're sorry." The moment you say sorry for a recurring problem, every person reading that apology is asking the same question: why should I believe this time is different? If the apology does not answer that question directly, it is not a crisis communication tool. It is a prayer. The right move here is what I call the three-part acknowledgement. First, name the specific failure without softening it. Not "there were some difficulties with service, but we failed to deliver food on multiple occasions and let our customers down." Second, explain what broke down. Customers are not owed a board meeting summary, but they deserve a real reason, not corporate fog. Third, state one concrete change you have made. Not a promise, a completed action. "We have hired a second kitchen manager," or "we have reduced our menu by half until we can execute it properly." That specificity is what converts a skeptic into a second chance customer. The Queen's Head had a real opportunity here. A Village Pub is not a faceless chain. It is part of a community's identity. That relationship creates goodwill, but it also raises the stakes on trust. When you break that trust more than once, people do not just stop coming for dinner. They start telling their neighbours. A well-crafted public apology in this context is not just reputation management. It is a direct defence of the business's future. The communication lesson for any small business owner reading this: do not wait for a third failure to speak publicly. One repeated failure is already a pattern in your customer's mind. Get ahead of it, get specific, and give people a reason to come back that is grounded in action, not intention. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on high-stakes public statements gives you a framework for structuring an apology that actually rebuilds trust rather than just performing remorse. The difference between those two things is smaller than people think, and the audience always knows which one they are reading. The takeaway. Before you write your next public apology or any message where you've let someone down more than once, write the sentence first, and do not publish until you can complete it honestly. The specific thing we have already changed is: if you cannot finish that sentence, you are not ready to apologise. You are only ready to stall. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.